Miracles of Today, Chapter 19, Episode of the Roofing Paper. The eagle, from his lofty eyrie, descends into the valley to procure food for his brood. A storm finds him unaware of the sudden gusts which taunt him. Does the trouble force the eagle to yield? Nay, he sets his wings so that each gust of the storm aids him to rise above the earth. Take the lesson, my son, from that bird, and make yourself master over trouble rather than let trouble master you. Brother Bill. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me. Isaiah 45:11. When I first started in the use of the laws of life, it was very marvelous to feel the expansion and progress that I was aware of making, in spite of all my errors. Often one will word an affirmation negatively, or use the power wrong, but as in all things, one learns by experience. Like most students who are beginning the use of the law, they must learn when and where they may not interfere in another's world. Yet when they are in the right, they have the power of the universe at their command. The student is to be likened to a wave in the ocean. When the ocean is turbulent, the waves are of many shapes, sizes, and powers. So too the student may feel that all beings are different, some using more power than others. The waves of the ocean are all a part of the great ocean, yet individual in a sense. They come and they go. If they only realized it, had consciousness, they could have the power of the whole ocean behind them. So too the student of the laws of life. They are all a part of God, yet feel apart from God in consciousness. They come and they go like the waves of re-embodiment. Yet if they but knew it, they have the power of the entire life wave behind them to use as did Jesus and other teachers. This episode took place in the home of my father, on the south side of Chicago. My father had suggested that I help him fix the roof. It had been newly tarred and graveled a short time before, but a corner at one end had not been sealed properly. The result was that the wind had played havoc by ripping the tar paper and tossing it back and forth. At first it was only a small tear in the paper. Later it was several large ones. Each time the wind caught it, flipping it back and forth, the gravel rattled on the roof and some went down on the porch and steps. One night it was quite windy. The rattling and flapping of the torn paper and the falling gravel was anything but conducive to good meditation. Mine was the back bedroom near the continuous grating and rattling, and I could stand it no longer. I jumped to my feet, called for light and the powers of light, like Aisha in Rider Haggard's book. Great presence of life, release whatever power of light is necessary to take command of that roofing paper and place it in divine order. Seal it so that the wind and the rain cannot affect it. I call the powers of light to release whatever power of light is required to take command of the situation right now. The wind died down in a few minutes, and that stopped the flapping of the paper. With that, the stones stopped their rattling and falling, and all was peace once more, so I could continue my meditations. Saturday afternoon, I went up on the roof and found that the tears had been sealed. Now, my father believed in God, in fact, was treasurer for the church to which he belonged, the French Evangelic Church of Chicago. But he was like so many other Orthodox churchmen. He thought the day of miracles was over. Whatever else he believed, it had nothing to do, evidently, with the statement of Jesus. Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Or, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. My father had heated the tar and had things ready for me to fix the roof. So to make my part right, I took the tar, spread it about, swept the roofing gravel over the tar, and thanked God from whom all blessings flow. Believest thou this? Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? John 11:40.